Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Fiverr filling in for Mitch Thunder Nellis. Mason Crosby, myself, and now a guy that covered the Bears for years, traveled with the team, award-winning talk show host, among other things. You can hear him weekday afternoons on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on the 670 The Score. He is Lawrence Holmes. Follow him on Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes. Lawrence, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sparky. Hello, Mason.
What's up, Lawrence? Yeah, I appreciate it. Congrats on being an award-winning radio show host. I mean, what an accomplishment. Even though you're down there in Chicago, it's okay. We'll still root for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. So what are you all bothering me about? Because we all know how this is going to play out on Sunday.
No, I don't. That's why I'm bothering you. No, I don't.
We want to hear what your thoughts are.
No. Because, again, yes.
No, Sparky doesn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, realistically, yes, we enjoy the misery and all of that. Fine. Yes, that's honest. But I'm curious because I think this is one of two ways. Either the Bears show up and they look like Aaron Rodgers and the Jets last week, flat, quit, don't care. Or they show up and say, this is kind of our Super Bowl. We're not ending with an 11-game losing streak, and we're knocking out our rival and making sure they're the seventh seed. Bears fans are kind of get off our back maybe for a little bit if we knock off the Packers to end this thing, and there's a lot of fight and a lot of want-to from this Bears team. Which side of this do you think shows up on Sunday afternoon against the Packers?
I would love to see that scenario that you painted. That would be great. Bears fans would, I think, enjoy it. They deserve to have a good showing from this team. But if you've watched them over the last, 10 weeks, they're even in the games where they have the heart, they don't necessarily have the talent. And even when they have the heart and the talent to match, like the first game between these guys, schematically there's a problem. Mason knows all about this. Rich Bisaccia looked at the Bears, a field goal kicking unit, and said, oh, there's a weak sister in there. We're going to exploit that and take care of business. So they haven't been able to put everything together in 3 months. So, yes, maybe this is a motivating factor for them to be able to do it, but I don't trust them to do it. And it does feel like they have a Cabo on 3 vibe going on right now.
It is a tough path, and like, again, I was fortunate enough in my time in Green Bay not to feel that too often, but I still remember those few seasons where the season gets out of hand, you're not going to make the playoffs, and you try to push that mindset out of like, let's just get to the end of this. But yeah, this Bears team, watching them here these last few weeks, they're just like, we are looking for that answer come off season. Like, let's just get to the end of this thing, into this road. Let's figure out who our head coach is going to be. Let's figure out what this next phase of our program is. And let's just end this thing. It's like a mercy, just mercy rule. We're done. Let's move on. But I know those Bears fans. They ride it high when it's going well, but they loved some of that like dejected feeling of like, just loathing of our Bears are just so bad. Our Bulls and our Blackhawks, like they want to feel they just want to feel something, right?
So it's Mason, like, you're 100% right. Like the state of affairs in the city of Chicago right now with sports teams is not great. Like the Blackhawks have been in rebuild for years. The White Sox posted the worst record all time. The Cubs have just been kind of middling, even though they have more money than anyone in the division. The Bulls have been stuck in rebuild mode for forever, too.
Yeah, but Derrick Rose was back in town yesterday, Lawrence Holmes. Lines blocks long. Derrick Rose bringing the excitement back to Chicago
D. Rose Day at United Center tomorrow is going to be fantastic. and he deserves it. But since he hurt his knee, this franchise... Yep. And that was 2012, y'all. Since he hurt his knee, this franchise has not been on stable ground. So they had a couple of really good runs with him and with Jimmy Butler. But since then, it's just kind of been, eh. So, yeah, Mason, you're so right. The people are turning on me. Someone said to me yesterday that they got mad at something I said about Jalen Carter because, you know, the Bears had a chance to draft him.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And someone was like, oh, Chicago sports talk people are so negative right now. Exactly what am I supposed to be positive about right now? The Blackhawks can't skate. The Bears are on a 10-game losing streak. The White Sox are probably not going to be good for at least another 4 years. And that's being kind. And the Cubs are being cheap. Exactly what am I supposed to be happy about?
Are Chicago Wolves any good this year?
The Wolves are always good. That is, I will say that our minor league sports are pretty great. The Wolves, the Schaumburg Flyers, like all of our minor league teams are cool. Even DePaul has wins this season, and my alma mater stinks at basketball.
Well, here's my question. So we talked about it. I kind of just moved into a topic in our last segment on, and I see Coach McCarthy's name on TV again right now. Like. Who do you think can come in and do the job that needs to be done there in Chicago to get that thing back on track for the Bears from, you know, obviously, like, I remember a time playing against the Bears where it was like it was a rivalry. I mean, it was tough, like, every time we played the Bears, and you knew they were going to bring it. They had good players, a good squad. They seemed to do it the right way. And, that slipped a little bit, and obviously the coaching change and the carousel of drafting a quarterback and then firing your head coach and just not having the right pieces. Who do you think that that answer will be for the Bears in that head coach position?
Well, I'm curious on how all of this goes. Like, I have some questions about whether or not the general manager will remain in the job. Thank you.
I mean, that's like, I'm like, why is he not in question all the time? Like, sorry. I'm always curious on that.
Mason, you're right. Because if you look at, like, people look at Matt Eberflus's record, well, right now, it's Ryan Poles' record because Matt Eberflus is gone. And Ryan Poles' record is 4 games worse than Matt Eberflus's. And if you're, like, let's say you're Ben Johnson, and this was a discussion I got into with Dave Wannstedt yesterday. If you're Ben Johnson and you are interested in coaching the Bears, but you'd rather have Agnew, the assistant GM in Detroit, or Newmark, the assistant GM in Washington, who used to be in Detroit, to be your GM, why would you entertain sitting down with Ryan Poles if you know that you would rather have someone else be the GM? You don't want to be stuck with that person buying the groceries for you and getting the guys in the draft and in free agency for you. So I think that that's something that Kevin Warren, who's the Bears president, is going to have to address. And if he feels comfortable with Ryan Poles, so be it. I just think that there are so many misses on his resume, whether we talk about taking Darnell Wright, who's a good player, but leaving Jalen Carter on the board when you desperately needed an ass-kicking three technique to make your defense work.
Yep.
I covered it for a long time. Like, Mason, when you were playing, I was covering the Bears. That was Lovie Smith's teams.
Yep.
And so I know a little bit about how the cover two defense should work. And I know that you need a three technique that gets up the field.
No
doubt. Like Tommy Harris back in the day.
Right. So I played against Tommy in high school as well. He was at Waco. And he actually, I think, resides in my hometown now. And, gosh, that guy was just a menace.
Right. And you need someone like that. You need a really good defensive end. And now, with teams being an 11 personnel all the time, you need a really great nickel. And I think that the Bears have that. I think Tyler Gordon is a special player. But they never, under Eberflus with Poles, they never got the three technique right. And they didn't get the defensive end thing right until they traded last year for Montez Sweat. And you can see how only one threat on the defensive line can be neutralized. Like, Sweat's a good player, but he's facing double and triple teams all the time because there's no other threat of a pass rush with this Bears squad.
For sure, for sure. And that's, for me, I'm like, I look at Ben Johnson, and he, do you think he would even go to the Bears? Like, just his reluctancy to move on from the Lions, like, you know, he could have had some looks last year. You know, his loyalty to Dan Campbell and to, you know, what the Lions have meant to him and all of that. Like, do you think he would come to the Bears in division and do all like that? That's kind of my question with him as well, because you brought his name up, is just like, he clearly is looking for the right fit. Like, he doesn't want to just take a head coaching job that doesn't have the right people in place and the right stuff in place. So, yeah, I agree. I'm not sure, like, Ben Johnson would even, you know, take that job if there are other options on the table for him.
The world is his right now, where for sure, there's going to be opportunities. And I've heard different stuff. I've heard, you know, going back to last year, I heard that he wasn't that interested in the Bears job for a lot of different reasons. This year, I've heard that that's cooled a little bit, but I think the match for him might be in Jacksonville, and that's kind of where
Mark Brunell.
You know, like, I feel like that might be where he ends up. But I have a list of coaches that I think that the Bears should interview, and it goes all over the place. I think the special teams coaches deserve more respect and opportunities to be head coaches. When I was covering the team, a guy that's still doing it really big right now in Kansas City, Dave Tobe, is someone that people should interview. Rich Bisaccia is someone who people should interview. With how much all of the roster is being used, there isn't a coach better at handling all of the roster than the special teams coordinator. They do it all the time. And so, like, guys like that should be interviewed. I think the Bears should interview Dan Lanning, the head coach of Oregon. I think they obviously should interview Ben Johnson. You know, I think Zach Orr, the defensive coordinator at Baltimore, should get an interview. Like, there's a lot of different ways to go about doing this, but the problem is that the Bears seem to always choose the worst way. And then there were a lot of people, the Bears included, like, this wasn't stuff that we put on them. They said that they were ready to compete. They said that it's time to win. They said their roster was hard to make. And all of those things have not been true. And meanwhile, the entire division has not just passed them by, it's lapped them, like, multiple times. We got a matchup on Sunday, the most wins ever in a regular season game with Detroit and Minnesota. And Green Bay, like, you guys have been awesome. Like, I am... Jordan Love is a problem, and I wish that Caleb Williams would use a little bit of the Jordan Love playbook. And what I mean by that is, take some risks. Yeah, there's going to be a bad interception here or there, but there's also going to be a 45-yard touchdown because you took a risk. And Caleb's risk aversion, I think right now, is holding him back. It's clear that he doesn't want to turn the ball over, and that's admirable. He's only got, what, 5 interceptions on the season? But I feel like those sacks, and you've seen it, the third down sacks that he's given up this year, I'd rather him take a risk in a lot, especially once you're out of it. You're not a playoff contender anymore. Find out whether or not you can make some of those throws. Find out if Roma Dunze is going to be that dude.
Yep, take time to air chances. It out.
And yeah. And Jordan Love has found some balance in that. I think that he's a really good combination of Rodgers and Favre. Like, he's willing to take some risks. And that's why they're in the position they're in, and partly why the Bears are in the position that they're in.
Time with Lawrence Holmes, Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter @LawrenceWHolmes. I'm not saying Caleb Williams is Giannis. However, You've had multiple picks at the high end of the first round with Trubisky and then Justin Fields. Neither one of those guys worked out. You consistently have transition in that coaching staff. Do you allow Caleb Williams to be involved in who the next head coach is going to be?
My feeling on that is they should take his input, but not his recommendation. Like, if you want to talk to him about what type of coach he wants, great. But I don't want him going, you should hire Cliff Kingsbury. I just think that you should take input from all of your players and find out kind of what they need. And then in the interview process, if you find that in particular candidates, so be it. But I don't think he should set the agenda for who your coach is.
You know, because our guy, Giannis, he took Adrian Griffin over Nick Nurse and Kenny Atkinson, and clearly that worked out well for us. Lawrence, prediction, Packers, Bears, who you got?
I got the Packers. I feel like 10 might be a little much, but I think the Packers are – they don't have a ton to play for.
They got enough.
They're going to have to go on the road no matter what, but – I do think that they want to keep LaFleur's streak going and send the Bears into the offseason on an 11-game losing streak.
They're going to sit a ton of guys.
Yeah,
their guys aren't going to play the whole game.
If you look and you say, though, that like Chicago, you at least swept Chicago and you end up in the seventh seed for the Packers. But, with what this season is, you have five losses to the top three teams in the, in the NFC. I think the Packers – They just kind of need this to put a little stamp on this season on a positive note. And I don't think you, like, for the Packers, like, you don't want the Bears just taking that into the offseason with a little excitement and energy going forward. So I think the biggest thing for the Packers in this one is keeping, Caleb Williams at bay, just kind of making him do his check down stuff and just keeping everything in front of you. I have a hard time seeing the Bears scoring more than 10 points in this game, if the Packers just kind of play a very conservative type defense and just don't let him do what you were saying, where he finds a way to now take some shots down the field. Like, they just don't have that threat at this moment with how Caleb Williams is playing.
I'm very nervous. He is Lawrence Holmes.
I'm very nervous.
I'm very, very nervous. I'm telling you, they're not going to play a ton of guys.
He's a nervous guy. Sparky's nervous.
I'm just telling you, they're not going to play a lot of guys. The guys they do play are probably they're going to pull early. So it's going to be backups against your starters. And again, if you guys have any fight, I do not want to deal with Bears fans on social media for days after that if they beat the Packers to end the season and snap that losing streak. Well, like, it's going to be unbearable.
Sparky, the end of that conversation is we have a playoff game to get ready for on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Lawrence Holmes, Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes. As always, enjoy having you on, buddy. Thank you very much.
Oh, this was fun, guys. Thanks a lot.
You betcha. Right,
appreciate
Take care.
It, Lawrence.
There he is, Lawrence Holmes from 670 The Score joining us. Coming up next, Mason Crosby, Tommy Wirtz, and did Mitch Nellis send his picks in as well? And Mitch Nellis, they'll make their picks for this weekend's games. Coming up next, it's the Mason Crosby Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer filling in for Mitch Thunder Nellis. He'll be back on Monday as we broadcast live from 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.